Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hey, this is BJ. Thanks for listening to our show's podcast. If you're a fan of all things geeky, you should check out my other podcast, BJ Shea's Geek Nation. We have new episodes every day, and you can check it out at bjgeeknation.com.
Your home is going into foreclosure, and you feel like a financial wreck. You don't know where to turn for accurate information. I'm bankruptcy attorney Travis Gagne. Let's talk about some legal options. If we work quickly, we can propose a plan to save your home, modify the loan, or in many cases, even eliminate your second mortgage. The consultation is free. I've helped hundreds of people just like you make informed decisions about whether to save their home or exit it on a reasonable, organized timeline. The chapter you choose sets the tone for the next chapter of your life. Please contact me today at ChooseTheRightChapter.com. That's ChooseTheRightChapter.com.
KISW, the Rock of Seattle. Well, we got more excellence of broadcasting, Steve.
All right.
You know, we're not the only ones that show you how great broadcasting should be done. We have to give nods to, you know, other places that do it once in a while, like the fine folks on television in Calgary. Newscast out there recently had a pretty fun and juvenile moment when they were talking about playing pickleball.
Coming up in 10 minutes, we've got people from the Alberta Masters Games coming in.
They brought a pickleball.
We should play some pickleball.
Well, they just brought one.
Okay. You can play with yourself.
Oh.
So it's raining outside and scattered showers across the city. 12 degrees is what we're saying.
I feel very warm all of a sudden. Sweating. What's happening?
I'm trying to move on, and it'll be cooler and wet today. We're children.
I don't know what it is. When a woman snorts, it cracks me up.
Yeah. You know that it's legitimate. Like, you know that she's just done when she starts snorting. That is, that's the deal there. And, you know, she's trying to do the weather, and it's just really describing what will happen if you play pickleball later with yourself.
Yeah, right?
Right.
Yeah. It's not getting better.
No, it's not.
Bunch of naughty newscasters.
They're very naughty. Very, very naughty newscasters.
Like, I hate when I snort, when I laugh. It happens, I think, to the best of us. But for some reason, when it's, something about a female snorting, I think it's the cutest thing.
And especially when it's like a newscaster, because they're always so serious, and then you just catch them in that mode. And
And it's one of those laughs that nobody wants to snort. So you're not, it's not a forced laugh. When I hear somebody snorting, I'm like, oh, they can't control it.
Yeah. And of course,
cute
it also
piggy.
Yeah.
Whoa.
Wow.
Sorry.
Wow. Whoa.
Didn't mean it that way.
That was
cute little piggy.
Get over here,
wow.
You cute little piggy.
Yeah, that
I've
is.
I've seen that meme.
Yeah.
Wow.
Whoa.
It's got weird.
Yeah, it did.
Only if you make it weird.
Yeah. Oh, if you make it weird?
Yeah, I think you did that there, Steve.
Yeah, Steve.
You guys are making it weird.
Congratulations.
I'm just talking about something adorable.
Yeah?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Yeah, get over here, you little piggy.
Get over here, you cute little piggy.
Yeah, Scorpion's going to tell you to get over here and do things to you. Yeah.
Oh.
Whoa.
Yeah, well, that just happened, too.
Oh, and I wonder if it's... They're both wearing pink.
Oh.
That's what cute little piggies do.
Everybody's wearing pink in that set.
Yeah.
It's all about the pink.
Yeah.
Wow. Okay. Wait, how many over there wearing pink?
Three.
Three girls.
Wow.
Yeah, three girls, one guy. Yeah. They're all, and all three girls are wearing pink.
Three in the pink.
And
all right.
That newscast does not stink.
Oh, my goodness.
What? What happened? Why don't you go play pickleball with yourselves? You bunch of dirty-minded people.
Don't mind if I do.
It's a quality newscast is all I'm saying. Yeah. See, it just goes to show you. Give us an opportunity. We're all 13 again.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. It doesn't matter. I don't care who you are, what you're doing. You know what? Being 13 again sometimes is the best place to be.
No, you could be attempting to do a serious newscast on global news in Canada.
Global news. I'll tell you right now, Calgary's got it going on is all I want to say.
Dude, that's a life goal, man. I want to go to Calgary to go to the Calgary Stampede.
Oh, I heard that's amazing.
It's apparently the greatest party of all time.
Yeah.
It happens every year, and people just get just wasted.
What, people in Canada?
Canadian wasted.
People get Canadian wasted? Come on. In Canada?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I've heard it's just out of control.
I was trying to go one year. We were going to do a hockey tournament, and it was right around the time of the Calgary Stampede. And I was trying to make that happen because it would have just been perfect. Like, by the time the hockey tournament ended, the Stampede starts. And I was just like, man, talk about a perfect time to go.
Now, I'm a little ignorant, though. I know it's a giant party, but is there actually a Stampede at all? I mean, is there like, does anything run around?
I'm sure, I know people wear cowboy hats. That's okay. About all I know, BJ. I'm not sure.
BJ and Migs, mornings on The Rock, 99.9 KISW.
The Rock of Seattle. All right, man. You're not going to like this because a lot of people like to hit the bong. They like to hit the pipe.
Can I get a hit from the bong?
Yeah. Nice. So this new study has really taken a look at the cleanliness of said situation, and turns out it is wicked filthy if you use somebody else's bong or pipe. Matter of fact, they said that a bong or pipe has over 1,300% more bacteria than a dog food bowl.
Yeah, but I'm not smoking out of a dog food bowl, so who cares?
All right, so how about this? It's got 530% more filth than a cell phone screen. 90% more filth than a garbage dumpster, and...
What?
Okay, Rev.
And I usually do my drugs in a garbage dumpster.
Yeah, well, I mean, it really, the ambiance is really.
Oh, and also the company is really good there.
Yeah, yeah. You see, it's all perfect. All right, Rev, you don't care because you're taking a hit. Mm-hmm. Would you like to get your hit via a public toilet seat? Because
what?
The toilet seat is actually 50% cleaner than a bong. You could lick a toilet seat and you'd be licking 50% less bacteria than what you get from sucking on that bong or pipe.
Ooh, that's horrifying.
Yeah, I mean, that is amazing to me. I would never think that.
I always used to think that, even in my stoner days. And obviously, you're passing it around, so you don't want to be that guy. But like, there are times where like you have like a little circle of people, and you're passing a joint around or a pipe or whatever it is, and you kind of assess who you're in that pot circle with.
Check out for cold sores.
And yeah, you're looking at this guy. Gosh, that guy looks dirty, or that girl looks like a man. Like, she's had her mouth on things I don't really want to know about.
Oh yeah.
And so when it gets to you, especially if it's like a pipe or something, I'm like really just kind of like trying to like use my hand to wipe off whatever germs that might be on there. But I know it's not doing much.
No, you need you got to get one of those wet wipes at that point.
That would be awful, but hilarious if you pull out like a wet wipe and like clean it all off and then smoke. If my wife was a stoner, that's what she would be doing all the time.
That's what I'd be doing.
Or she'd have like a little protective, like a little condom that goes on top of the pipe.
They have those.
Of course they do.
Yeah, I've actually seen them.
Well, that makes sense.
They're like little plugs that you just put on top.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Oh, such a clutch pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, a Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
He shoots. He scores.
Go to Blinds.com for up to 40% off and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Go right now for up to 40% off at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Of it, so it's like, yeah, if you have a nasty friend.
So I go the other way. I go the other way, which is why I don't care about sitting on toilets in airports, because I know I have done the pass around, and I know that I've been fine. I mean, I've been in those big circles, Steve, and yes, those thoughts came to me, but luckily, I already was influenced enough, I think, that it didn't bother me.
Yeah.
But now I know. It's like the toilet seat's cleaner. The dog bowl is cleaner. It's like, so I've already survived.
Have you seen Lulu's dog bowl? She cleans the hell out of that thing.
Yeah, that is
true.
She loves to eat.
Yeah, with her own her bacteria-infested tongue.
Yeah. Oh, it's clean.
Yeah.
Isn't the dog's tongue the cleanliest part of their body?
Good. I believe. Go kiss the damn thing. I don't care.
I do.
I don't want it on me.
Okay.
Yeah. So there you go. Licking a toilet seat or, you know, actually licking a dumpster if you want. Actually more healthy, if you will, when it comes to bacteria than just passing around a pipe or bong.
In one text it says, I never get sick and I hit a bong every day. It must be heightening my immune system. Like, you know, all those times of just passing a bong or a pipe around, I never like woke up the next day feeling ill. That I remember.
Well, that's, I think, because we are supposed to get a healthy amount of germs so that we can fight them.
And haven't people said that our cell phones are dirtier than a toilet seat anyways?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Well, I did mention that. Yeah. Cell phones are dirtier. Yeah. Yeah. And that's the thing, man. Yeah. But Vicky, that's the thing. Being OCD, I feel like, dude, I think that's hurting everybody because you're supposed to get germs. It's part of being a human being.
Or mm-hmm. I can get one of those UV cell phone cleaners.
Ooh.
Is that a thing?
It's a thing. I went to when we picked up Prince Migs, they had at the hospital, you can put your phone in for like a minute and it cleans all the germs. I probably shouldn't say
but
that.
But is that necessary? I don't even know if it's necessary.
Well, when you're at a hospital, yes.
Yeah, okay. Why?
They're very germ phobic with kids.
With babies.
Yeah.
All right, fine.
I guess this kid, we don't want him to get sick.
Yeah, you can get them on Amazon. Very cheap.
Yeah.
Well, maybe back when I was a stoner, I would use the lighter and burn the mouthpiece every time I was smoking with others. I've seen people do that.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, good call.
Kind of kill it with the torch.
Yeah, and then you put your lips on there too soon, and next thing you know.
Or just take a swig of alcohol.
Oh, good call.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Yeah, sure.
Before and after.
That's a great idea anyway.
That's true.
Yeah, I mean, you know, that makes everything better. Got a new survey by Expedia, which, by the way, they put a fancy new sign in their downtown building in Bellevue. God, they look like they own that joint now. I mean, I'm telling you, I was impressed. I was driving by I don't know if it was Bellevue Way, I don't know, one of those roads. And I was like, oh, it was 8th. It was Northeast 8th. And like Expedia's like, I think they call themselves the group now. We are the Expedia group. I'm like, all right. They're a group now, Steve. Don't mess with them. They're a gang. 33% of Americans told Expedia, hey, guess what? We'd rather take a solo trip with just them and their phone than take a trip with another person. Has anyone ever actually done that? I actually did that. I intentionally went with my iPad Touch. I went on vacation with my Touch because it was brand new, and I just wanted to go to the beach and mm-hmm. play with it. And it was
that's what you name it, huh? iPod Touch. Huh?
It was my iPod. It was back when they were the new thing.
Yeah.
Because you couldn't get it for Verizon. The iPhones weren't available for Verizon yet. So the next best thing for me, since I didn't want to change carriers, was I was going to get an iPad Touch, which was an iPhone without the phone in it. And I literally took a vacation with that. It was 10 years ago, as a matter of fact. I saw my Facebook. That
I remember the Facebook posts of you raging about it. Like, there was the Wi-Fi.
There was no Wi-Fi in the hotel, so I couldn't use the Touch.
That is the ultimate slap to the face. You made it a point to go on this vacation, excited to play with your new gadget, and you are not able to because of the Wi-Fi. I love it.
And that whole exchange was amazing.
I was pissed only because they said they had Wi-Fi. If they didn't say it, then it's on me for not checking.
Right.
But I was so BS. I was so mad at those folks.
I've never intentionally done anything to spend more time with my cellular device or an iPad or whatever it may be, but there are times I've gone on like a vacation where I'm like, well, it's not having a smartphone makes it so much easier because you have something to do when you're like, you have downtime, you have the access to the internet, music, whatever it may be. But there are times, honestly, I'd rather go to dinner and I'm okay with eating by myself because I just want to kind of get some work done or just catch up on news or whatever it may be. I've done it before. In fact, when I went to Snoqualmie Casino, I had dinner at Vista by myself, and I was fine with it. And I had actually people that I knew that were like, hey, you could jump in our table. And I looked at their table, and it was already crammed. And I'm like, I'm fine. And some people just think it's really weird if you eat by yourself. I have no problem with it because of a cell phone.
See, I don't have a problem with eating by myself because I end up doing it with this schedule. But there's something to be said about being able to do things, whether it's just watching TV or eating, where no one says anything. Just having the other person there on the other end of the couch and just enjoying each other's company without even saying a
You're
word.
Such a
now
guy.
Now you know what it's like to be a dude.
Yeah. I mean, you really are such a guy, Vicky, because that's a guy thing.
There have been times when Munson and I have gone to like Buffalo Wild Wings and barely said a thing. Every once in a while we'd like make fun of somebody or whatever. But then we would just sit in silence, and then we were done. I'm like, dude, that was fun. Had a great time hanging with you.
That was always, see, Vicky and I are so funny because I swear it's like I should be her and she should be me because I am the other way around. I like to talk. I used to hang out with women more than men because I like to engage socially. Most of my buddies were like, will you shut up and just be quiet? And you would probably be one of those guys like, oh, God, BJ, shut up. And I'd be like, but you're a girl. You're supposed to like to talk.
And I do like to talk, but I feel like I get talked out here at work and stuff. So when I get home, I don't want to talk to anybody.
Yeah. Well, that's how most dudes are because there's something about just hanging with your boys. I don't know if there's an unseen energy that exchanges, but we feel great just sitting there and shutting up. It's a pretty amazing thing. Even me, as I get older, I'm less talky, and I love the silence. And Steve, you make a good point. I do. I really, I mean, I know.
Just picturing playing board games with you now that you're getting older, and I'm like, yeah, you really don't stop talking.
No, not when I'm playing board games. No, I mean
that's strategy.
Yeah, that's exactly.
He wants to wear you down.
But
yeah,
it's
he does a good job.
It's definitely something I think cell phones have helped, Steve. It's not. There's no longer that much of a stigma. There's a little bit, like you said, some people think there's a stigma, but now you can eat alone and not feel like a loser.
I watch a video.
Yeah, I mean
not certain videos. That's frowned upon out here.
No, you say, well, it depends on what restaurant you're at. Yeah, you know, you really scout out the joint.
Since I went to Vegas by myself once when a friend backed out, and it was the greatest time ever. I could eat, sleep, drink whenever I wanted, or get a hooker whenever.
Well, there's an idea.
Well, there's your benefit.
Yeah.
But did you get a hooker? I want to know that.
Well, I've done that before, like going to like a wrestling event when I've gone to like wrestling.
You've gotten a hooker when you went to a wrestling event?
Yes.
Wow. I've been to one wrestling event with you. I didn't know that's what you were doing when we left.
You forgot.
You went with us, but you didn't actually go to the SummerSlam event. At the event.
Oh, that's why I didn't know you did that.
They make sure there's at least one or two hookers per row.
Oh, I didn't. Damn it.
Because they realize that most of the people going are dudes.
Yeah, some
Or dudes with their girlfriends. So there's really not a lot of single ladies for them to.
Yeah. Well, you just fit right into
so many hookers, BJ. Wrestling brings out all the hookers.
So many hookers. Yeah. So 60% of people are actually planning solo trips.
Nice.
I think it's a great idea. I really do because we are so overstimulated, which is weird. We're not really connecting with people, but we are overstimulated at the same time by all the media crap and the phones and whatever. Some people say they look forward to meeting new people when they go on these solo trips. I don't know if that's me.
I think that's the only that would be a time where you're almost forced to post up at a bar and have a conversation with somebody.
Yeah, I don't know if I could do that.
But don't you think like it's a little bit easier when it's not in your own town? Because in a weird way, like you're almost anonymous when you go to another city. Where if you come up like a fool, who cares? You're never going to run into that person.
Ooh, I got to remember that. If somebody starts talking with me, I'm cool. I can make great conversation. But I never initiate because I feel like, what if they tell me, get lost, weirdo?
Then you get lost. Go to the next bar. You can be whoever you want to be.
Actually, I've done that. I was seeing a guy. We went out of town. And he's like, okay, I'm going to say I'm a teacher. What are you going to say? I'm like, I'm going to say I'm a nanny. And so we just came up with these whole new
You're
going to
say you're a nanny, but you were a nanny.
I know. I mean,
way to reach for the stars.
Yeah, why don't you pick something glamorous?
I can't be like,
pick something that you already are.
I'm a mathematician. It's like, no, I don't know crap about math.
That's
like,
the fun part.
I don't want, like, oh my God, I'm an engineer. What do you think about this? I got nothing.
Dude,
like,
that's the whole idea. You got to think on your feet and you go, oh, nobody believes in that theory anymore.
Yeah, I'm a doctor.
Nobody uses those instruments anymore. Have you heard of a half a samba hegelam? And then, I mean, really, you'd be like, super engineer.
Yeah, don't pick something that you are.
Well, I'm like,
a
nanny
or have been.
I got nervous.
Oh,
and so,
my God.
Like, he at least, you know, was college educated, so he can get away with being a teacher.
Oh, you can BS. You can BS. Yeah, well, we'll work on your BS skills because I'm not college educated and I BS all the time.
That is true.
Yeah. I'll help you out so that way you can reach for the stars and you can be
fake personas.
Yeah, you can be a rocket scientist named Victoria.
Sure.
Okay, well, you know. So the worst things that can happen on a solo trip, by the way, which I don't want, this is why I'm not the big fan of going, getting lost by yourself. That sucks. That happened to me up in Canada and it was, I hate that. And this was before we had GPS.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, it was a beating. And still some people, you know, having trouble with foreign languages, which is why I don't ever want to go to a foreign country where English is not spoken well. I don't want to do it.
Just, now you got your cell phone. You can talk into it and it'll translate it for you. I'm sure
I hope it works.
Well.
Yeah,
it does.
Yeah. And I don't get charged like $4 million in roaming fees trying to talk to some guy. Where's the toilet?
There's also a little feature where if you have a sign, you can pull it up and it will translate for you through your phone. Automatically.
My phone will translate signs?
Oh, yeah.
And words. Yeah.
Oh, man.
They're smartphones,
it's
man.
It's their Google Translate app.
I got to get this.
Yeah, you have it.
I do. I got Google Translate.
I don't know. I'm not playing with your phone.
Okay, fine.
Today's podcast was brought to you by Travis Gagne, bankruptcy attorney. Here's another question from a listener. If I can't afford to pay my bills, how am I going to afford attorneys and bankruptcy fees?
You know, one of the things people ask me all the time as a bankruptcy lawyer is that how am I going to pay all these fees and costs because I'm here because I can't afford to pay my bills? And I, of course, we understand that. I mean, it being in the bankruptcy field. But, you know, one of the things to remember is that if you decide, once you make the decision to file bankruptcy, you can stop paying on all of the creditors that are going to be included in the bankruptcy. And those are the funds that you can use that you have been paying your creditors to pay your attorney fees and court costs to get your case filed. And once your case is filed, you're not going to have most of those payments anymore.
Thanks, Travis. If you have more questions about bankruptcy, you can reach out to Travis anytime at ChooseTheRightChapter.com. That's ChooseTheRightChapter.com. Thanks for listening.
Spring is a time of renewal, so why not refresh your home with a little help from Blinds.com? We make getting custom window treatments a minor project with major impact. Choose from premium blinds, shades, and shutters. We even have options for your patio, too. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments. There's no pushy salespeople in your home or inflated showroom prices. Our design experts can help you find the perfect window treatments on your schedule. We'll even send free samples directly to you. Plus, we can handle the measuring and installation for you. Unlimited window treatments installed for just one low cost. And with Blinds.com, you'll always get transparent pricing. No hidden fees. Our free shipping and 100% satisfaction guarantee can put the spring back into your step. And into your home, too. Shop Blinds.com right now and save up to 40%. Up to 40% off for a limited time at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.